I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. And Selena Songbird.
Aloha.
To this Divine Design podcast. And both of you lined up yesterday. You have worked together for a lot of years. And every time it is something happening like the solstice that is coming, you lined up ahead of time, kind of holding the space. So, and you have made a special background for today's episode, holding the energy and the vibro keys. So, the words are yours.
So the vibro keys are omnidimensional art. It has come through a variety of higher dimensional and earth hosts. Yesterday, Colin and I tuned in, and we received a message from our past, present, and future selves, all as one voice in the time field, that we all exist at once, all aspects of ourselves. And they lined up yesterday, and I believe that the point of energy that they were bringing in and is that the spirit of harmony is needed very much on our earth right now, and new potentials, new possibilities are getting introduced to us through these light language offerings that come through, and they come through at particular points in what we perceive our linear time. And so it's, you know, designs like the one behind me, which is called the final key of harmony, and one that is behind Colin, and that's called seeding new potential, even though they came through in, you know, 2011 or, you know, in past years, they're in a time field, and our illusion of linear time is for this experience while we're in the gravity of Earth. And so the message basically said, we want to guide you live stream tomorrow. And, you know, here's a couple of ideas and get ready. And so I believe that that's the best thing that we can do right in this moment is just take a deep breath. And I know, Aunt Peggy, the vibra keys are very new to you and that you haven't really experience them much or know what they're about. And nope. I have been, you know, the receiver or the co-creator of vibra keys for about, well, what's it been, 30 years now. And so I have lived saturated and, you know, affected and, you know, created from the inside out by these vibra keys. And this is very exciting that the time is opening up right now with new technologies and the timing and everything to share these vast, what we call extraterrestrial gifts or higher dimensional gifts with all of you. And so, you know, I'm a little nervous because this is only our second time that we've gone public to share like this. And so go ahead.
Yeah, because activation, I think we are here to help humanity. And I know both of you have said that you are activated by color and art. And Colin have shared when he read the book, he was so activated. So it's like, whoo! And during my period, when I was activated to my sight, to what I saw, it wasn't the biggest. I had to be activated to sound or
or kinesiology, like kind of feeling it in my body, because I experience, so I just want to say, because we interpret it differently, when I trusted what I saw, I didn't trust it. So I have, maybe we can say it that I put up my matrix that using my eyes, I felt that this was an illusion, because a lot of people have taken advantage, I have said things about their energy, say something else. So when I get activated, and what helps me is sound and body, and both of you are more visual. So I don't know if we can go with that, because can you talk a little bit about that, the activation from the sight and the different
Vibra keys, they work on all the senses, and they even emit a kind of a sound frequency that the ears, most people's ears can't hear it, but our bodies can hear it. And that, because if they are in your presence, in your home or your space, they work on you even when your eyes aren't looking at them. And that, you know, a friend of mine who is a master of sound said, that's only if they are radiating a sound frequency or a frequency that goes out from them that is beyond just what our eyes take in. And so they're very multidimensional in the sensual effect that they have on you. And there's many, many layers and levels inside of Vibra Keys that align with wherever your consciousness is. And so your consciousness is the pass key. It's like, you know, that's what gets you into whatever level and layer of this Vibra Key that is your gift in the moment, you know, what your consciousness can accept or absorb or receive.
Yep.
And so this is one of the unique things about them, is that they are so omnidimensional that even in 30 years, I'm still unraveling some of the surprises inside of them. So when we choose a Vibra Key and we use it as a focal point to explore, Colin and I have been, you know, into these, you know, diving in, flying in, you know, just looking at the design with your eyes and seeing where you're attracted to and focusing on that point. They kind of suck you through into an experience. You know, they kind of are like portals. They're stargates. They're activators. They connect with our DNA. They connect with our body, and they interact with different levels of us. And so, you know, we're still surprised when we dive into one or focus on one, and we call them, you know, journeys of exploration with the Vibra Keys, or Vibra Key exploration. And you do this by what you're attracted to, just seeing, you know, seeing them and finding one that attracts you, or that you get a message, there's something in there for you. So that's how we find the timely gifts in them for each of our own selves.
So what are we seeing here, Selena? What's that? No, I can't do it. This. So what? Which came first? This one.
Okay, the background behind Colin is called, it's Vibra Key number 73, and I just call it VK 73, and it's called Seeding New Potential, and it came from a message that we got that there was that there were these golden star beings that wanted to bring new seeds or light language codes through the Regulus portal. And Colin and I, you know, Colin has an aspect of a golden star being, and they're more like elementals. They're not human. They're more like a planetary consciousness. And they had created these, or they had received these, and it feels like it came from source, or from a pure source, and they received them, and they were the ones that brought the codes through. So the one that he pointed to, that's all 17 codes that came through in a process.
Yeah,
And
all these, yeah.
in a flat, two-dimensional piece of art, they're all layered. But the one on the other side of him is a screenshot of one of the processes of putting a Vibrakey together, because Vibrakeys, I have a couple of Vibrakeys that have 360 layers inside of them, each one unique. And so they're very condensed, packed packages of light, sound, intentions, codes, geometries, images, colors. And, so the one with the pink color, I can't even tell left or right on the right.
Oh,
That
this
one
one.
is one of the layers of one of the codes that were coming through. And I'll just do as we do the journey, I pull up my Photoshop, and I create the images as we do the journey. And as these codes come through and we layer them, I will take a screenshot. So I have, images of the inside workings of how these come together. It's fascinating, and I've never been able to share them before, and we're looking forward to doing that.
So
With new technologies, we might be able to animate, a journey inside of a Vibrakey,
as you're talking, Selena, and we're talking about Golden Star beings, and just to sort of go back a little way, when I was first when I first re we were redesigning, because I asked Selena for some artwork for my website, The Magic of Being, and she said, well, actually, we need to do a soul portrait first, because I need to get a feel for, what energies want to be represented in your banner. And so that's what we did first going off, which was we were talking about what I do is I hold spheres and I weave, and we were just learning about this. It's all new. And so this portrait came through, Golden Star Being. But it was only after we'd done a lot of work and a lot of, visualizing and journeying, and I was asked. I had to go into a meditative state. In fact, I had to draw a mandala and do a sort of a meditation on three words that wanted to come through, and it was Golden Star Being, and I mean, I just, this is just out of the air, and I didn't know that's what. That part of me was wanting to be expressed, but that then became, and Selena got some codes for that, and they were embedded across my chest, and that, so the explanation of that is on my website, that journey and how we came to that. But the Golden Star Being part is alive in me. It came, because as soon as you mentioned them yesterday, I think, oh, he's here, he that part of me is here, and the part of me that has that energy, is this swirling codes. I don't know if you can feel, every time I do this, it just fills me. So this is these are the codes that are here coming in now. There's a sense that they need to move somewhere. So maybe that's our, what we're doing here today between us. Maybe that's our weave. That's say my part of the weave is already, it's been described. We're here. It's ready. The on switch is ready to be thrown. How that then becomes our weave, I think, is our this is ours our gift, if in the moment. This is our live stream. So what are you
We
getting,
also,
Selena?
well, we also, a few years ago, received a message that we needed to visit a pure creational pool of harmony. It's like a pure creational material, a creational alchemy ingredient in creation. And journey there, take a journey there, and absorb it inside of ourself, and then anchor it back into the earth at a time when we really needed an infusion of the spirit of harmony. And so we did that as a game. We actually were inspired to create a game called the Spirit of Harmony Game, which is a play it forward game. and encourage people to go on this journey with us as a guided meditation or journey, and bring it into themselves, and then anchor it anywhere onto earth that they want to. And so this is part of, you know, what we have done in the past, and it is available as a website called the Spirit of Harmony Game, and it's just free. And this vibra key that's behind me is called the final key of harmony. And part of what the final key of harmony is the acceptance that we are light masters and we are dark masters, that we have had lives and we've had experiences in the whole dynamic range of duality. And as aspects of source, as sparks, soul sparks from source creator, we have been sent out on these journeys to experience. And the experience is for self-realization, because source could not know itself until it had other eyes to look back and see itself. And then it became more and more self-realized. And each of us are a piece of that. And we have all these experiences of past, present, and future lives, and this, you know, now moment. And some of us think this is all there is of us. But what we're beginning to understand is the past, the present, and the future are all in a time field outside of gravity. And when we do these journeys and we leave the field of gravity, the Earth's field of gravity, the illusion of whatever this Earth experience is, this is when we began to be able to access all these amazing experiences, gifts, and energies in creation, throughout all creation. And we use the term quite often omnidimensional, because I found multidimensional just wasn't quite enough. So omnidimensional travel adventures is what we do. And so today, we were just asked to bring in this image of the final key of harmony, and bring in the image of this seeding new potential, and then just invite this group, this one voice of our past, present, and future selves to guide us. And so that.
I think what you just said there was seeing. We were talking about that with Anne Peggy in another conversation about seeing through God seeing through our eyes, or seeing through God's eyes, and this idea of this part of us now, it's so real in us, and it's you know it actually comes alive when we talk about we'll go again when we talk about it really comes alive in us. And I think that's our gift as well, is that the when two get together, it's powerful. But when three get together in that shared space, I mean, it's amplified beyond comprehension, really. And that's what I'm feeling, that's what we're currently tuning into, and we're in that space together, which is a very significant thing. And it's almost like words aren't describing enough how much energy that's generating in us.
Actually, what this reminds me about, being a therapist and working with a lot of people, in the health system, there are coming more and more this psilocybin and taking herbs, and people kind of having experiences. And I think they said it was 80 to 90% have visions and they see a lot of colors. I have never, so I just described from others. And they see so much color, and they try to describe all they see. And when I see this remind me of the description they kind of, when they go out of their mind, kind of having an I don't know what you call it, an epiphany, or going into another realm. So this just came to me now. Oh, what a lot of these people describe having an epiphany and going into something. It feels like, because they say, oh, it is like an animation, and the color are so. It's so much color. And when I did that private ceremony, when I went out in nature, I had saw so much color. So it's like what's happening to my sight lately is I see much color. So maybe all when we are kind of evolving, the color we see is kind of, we see more color.
Right. When one of the things that were part of the process is Vibrakeys and I evolved together. I see these other dimensions. I've seen them for years, and I had my breakthrough, and from the condensed linear mind to exploding into the creational, the door opened into creation, which is so much more than what we see here on Earth.
So you
And
see it with your physical eyes.
well, our senses are interesting because we use words that condense things down to little minute points.
Yes, that's
And when I say I see, it sometimes I see very clear visions. Inside my mind, or sometimes I sense it, but in the sensing, I know what it is, and I can actually draw a picture of it or bring it into a an expression, like these Vibrakeys expressions. I've also said that the Vibrakeys are, they have the ability to take you on a trip without drugs. They stimulate a similar opening of the pathways that are ours as creator God beings that have been suppressed and shut down in this linear gravity duality experience on Earth. And what's happening right now is, people have used the herbs, the medicine herbs, to blow the doors off of these constrictions that that have been placed on us for experience, but also in a way to try to control us and not let us know who we are and how powerful we are, because we are way more powerful than any of the controllers, and they don't want us to know that. And so as we find out who we are, we're not able to be controlled because it's all a choice. It's free will, and we have to choose to be controlled and to continue running the old programs. And that's what's happening right now, is we're, this new energy has catapulted us, erupted us, broken us open, and said, sorry, you can't resist this anymore. You're going to, this old stuff's going to explode. It's going to erupt, and you got to deal with it. And we're on a choice point. And that's one of the things that the guides yesterday said, that our frequencies, our vibration, our energies of our own self, our own body, are our pass card, and our choices, our choices in every moment is the pass card that there is a split happening, and it's very real. And as we move, as it moves apart, one is the new earth and the higher frequencies, and one is the continuation of the old chaos and trauma, drama, and control system. And our thoughts and our choices in every moment is what is moving us one way or the other. So no matter what you think, your vibrations are your pass card to get where you're going. It takes you where you're going. You don't even have to, well, you have intentions, and you decide, yes, I want to ascend. I want to go that way. But then it's our choices and our thoughts and the work that we do that raises our vibration. And that's one of the things that the Vibrakey, they're called Vibrakeys on purpose, because that's the name. When I got the vision of the new art, this vision that I saw had sounds, colors I had never seen before. It had pulses. I saw lines coming in, and grids and sacred geometries floating and moving all over the place. And it was like a psychedelic journey. And I said, am I going to create a light and sound booth? What's happening with this new kind of art? And they said, no, just, put your put your pen to the paper and let go. And the first vibrakī drew itself, and it was a black and white drawing, and it was, vibrakī number one. But what has happened over the years is that they've moved from black and white drawing as I, learned the new technologies and the new ways of expressing them. They began to have color, and then they began to have more and more layers, and then they became more and more complex. Not that the earlier ones are not just as valuable, but they are definitely all upgraded. And one of the things that I have done over the years is I began seeing these visions of, like you were saying, my eyes started seeing more and more color. And when we go on these journeys, what we see is so incredibly different from than what's on Earth. It's like high definition versus, low res, high res. And I ask at one point for a guide. Well, first of all, I asked the angels. I said, "Angels of color, if there are new colors in this, then I need you to help me bring the frequencies of those new colors in, because I don't know how to like take a pencil and make a new color. It has to be a frequency thing until our eyes can see it differently." So that's one of the things that's in the vibrakīs is new color. And we've done journeys where we actually downloaded new colors into this reality, and then new codes, that and these memes, that we call them the new memes, but these are individual light languages, pieces of light language. Or light language is actually like a living entity. They are alive. They're not just a drawing on a piece of paper. They are an alive being. And so when you interact with a light language glyph, it's really nice to go into it and introduce yourself and say, "I'd like to work with you. Will you please give, unfold your gifts for me?" And so this is a different way of thinking about just a little drawing of a quick little piece of light language, because they contain packages of information. And when you interact with them, you get downloaded with a package of information. And so it's not, that's how these codes work.
Yeah, so you speak about light language a little different than most, because then we talk about the language that comes through us, but yes, it holds information. And but the information is more sensory, isn't when you commune with a light language, you sense it and you bring it into form.
Right.
Yeah.
We've there's an I was looking at the vibrakīs the other day, the whole range of them, and I have over 100 designs, and they all address different aspects of our being, different levels. And there's touch points of how you can go into them, but then you get surprises you never expected. But I realized, I don't know why, but for the first time I realized there's light language in almost every single one.
It feels like, I don't know if this is true, but when I was communing with the Heather energy, it took over me. Everyone has a soul song, and it feels like the Vibrakī is kind of a soul song for each. So it's like one will resonate. Oh, that's my soul song. Oh, that's my soul song. That's my soul song. So kind of, maybe the Vibrakī is kind of soul song holding. So if I was Petra coming, oh, there's my song. It's like, it can kind of hold the soul song for one person. I don't know.
That's a beautiful way to say that, to express that. And it's also that they are given by different extraterrestrial or higher dimensional soul groups. And that's another way that you would resonate with one if there's so many soul extraterrestrial groups way beyond the few
We know.
names that we're familiar with. One name that people are usually familiar with is Arcturians or Pleiadians, or that kind of thing. And if you are from one of your aspects has gone through the experience of being an Arcturian, or a whatever the group is, you might see that vibra key, and that vibration will resonate and vibrate in you, and you're like attracted to it because it's a doorway that leads you to understanding more of who you are and connecting you to that soul family that you love and you resonate with and you've had experience with. And there's many different soul groups.
But yeah, I'm worried, like, how can we use it practically? And if the new way of living is like all the babies have their soul song, and the parents wants to find a soul song so they can comfort the baby, and the vibration, because it is a vibration and it follows us from the mother's womb and until we pass this life. So maybe this is one of the key that will help future babies to kind of activate their lullabies. Because
That's it.
when I felt this, it was more than 1,000 lullabies. And it was so beautiful, and I cried. It was so, all this, it was kind of showing me the future, how we will prime our future children with these lullabies. And it feels like a connection to this.
Well,
Yeah,
you
but
know how the vibra keys come forth. In one of the ways they come forth are requests. That was the original thing they said. I said, how do we get these? And they said, request, make requests. When you say something like that, you got to be careful around me because all of a sudden I'm like, oh, maybe there's a new vibra key that is designed to lead you to your soul song. We'll see how that unfolds. And yes, I
So,
agree that you can find that in what already exists also, but it might turn out to be a new vibra key.
So coming back to today and the moment, and the reason why we've got these graphics behind us, and the timing just before summer solstice, are we three here to actually do something together, as well as discuss, how interesting vibra keys are? Because we have them here, we are living them, as it were. The at least th this design is absolutely energizing me at the moment. And I think we were talking about these. Are these the sun? These are the golden star beings, but the stars themselves are aligning, aren't they? So there's the salt soul, our sun, and then behind there's the central sun, and there seems to be an alignment of energies that are being given to us, if you like. And the X flares this week, these are real energies that are arriving for us, and as weavers, as recognizing that that's what we are doing, is there something, like you said, Selena, are we touching this into the spirit of harmony? Is that our gift today? Is that our I'm just floating that as a question, really.
Well, usually we have a plan, but today they said we're live streaming this. So I would suggest that the way we get, we're set up, we're ready, we've presented ourselves, we're here. So let's do what we do. Let's connect in our hearts and let's go into those sacred heart gate where it's the entry to everything. And it's the safest place to journey from. And so let's just take a deep breath and move into our hearts. And then feel a link up between each of us. So we are a triad, a triangle. This is a very strong configuration in creation. Three is probably one of the strongest configurations in creation. And I would invite our angels, our guides, this past, future, and past now and future selves to align, to guide us, and to lead us to what we have come here today to do. And the first impression that I get is that we have created the spirit of harmony ship, which is like a triangle with an orb on each point, which is very much pyramidical. And we are on our way already to this creational pool of the spirit of harmony. It's a pure creation pool. It's an alchemical ingredient. And we're being guided, we're being drawn to this pool. But there's something more that is happening because it's multi-layered. There's another whole group surrounding this pool. So I'm gonna just ask each of you to share what your impressions are. What's happening with you? What's popping into your mind, and what are you feeling?
My heart is, but it is all the time when I line up, my heart is totally open. And it's just, you said something about harmony, and I felt so at peace. But my impression that, oh, my heart is so wide open, so it feels like everything is happening in the here and now. It's like the past and the future, everything. When my heart is open, it's like I feel everything, I can sense everything.
Yeah, and for me, I was getting the group feel of of what you were describing, and the stream of energy that I'm that seems to be focusing through me. It looks like, hang on, this one. It looks like that one. It's that's me in. So I'm standing with you, but that's kind of like what I'm looking like. I've got this massive energy coming from, central sun or source, whatever, the origin, call it what you like. But that's how present I am in this moment, and what seems to be flowing out of me, and to you two in this triangle, is this, and so that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling all. I'm feel. I don't like like. Selena, I don't actually see a lot of this color, but I know the color's there. Do you know what I mean? It's a feeling. I know this is flowing through me because I actually can feel it. And the more I wave my arms around, the more is happening. So that's really fun. And I'm sensing that all of this is coming together. This is this weave into this this spirit of harmony. Component, if you will. I haven't got a word for it just now, but that's what I'm that's the sense I'm getting.
Yeah, and actually, the picture you have behind you, Colin, the two blue, that feels like the heart and all what is coming true. It's like, yeah, that's the here and now coming true. So it feels like the stream is open. It's the past, it's the future, it's everything that's coming true. It's kind of the eternity. For me, it feels like the eternity. There are limitless. It's like everything is here, harmony, balance, everything.
It has a and to just point to your particular scenario, it has a divine feel about it. It has a sacred
Yeah.
component, and that yeah. So that yeah. Okay. That yeah. Okay. That always
So
gets me.
you asked or you mentioned, Aunt Peggy, is this practical, in our now lives today for each of us individually? Because this working that is happening right this moment, I feel is omnidimensional. It's multi-layered. There is As we gather into this pool of the spirit of harmony, there's also we're surrounded with this flow from the great central suns through the golden star beings, through our future now and past selves. Okay, so when I do these journeys, I always have a piece of paper in front of me and I draw these little diagrams, these quick sketches of what I see, because later on I forget. And What I'm seeing right this moment is that this is personal for each of us, and it's also condensing down to a central point that's going to that is flowing through into our creational experience right now, an upgrade and up leveling. And the first thing that I saw, Aunt Peggy, was just a massive amount of streams of energy being downloaded into you. And it's like up level, get ready. And then with Colin, I just felt like I felt into him and I just heard the words alchemist up leveled. And then for me, I started seeing a new glyph forming, a new light language. Ooh, I'm gonna cry.
And that resonated with me because normally I don't have headache, but I actually have headache, and it's like, oh, I have headache. So it is when you have a download, it's kind of the body, because the energy is so high. So it was like, okay, it almost feel like I'm going to be sick, but I know that it's just a big download. So it's like, actually, it's like, oh, I want to sleep, and my head is like, ugh. So
Okay.
it's happening
Yeah.
a lot in me now. So I don't know what will happen, but yeah. So it's all my body is like working. And also here in yeah.
Well, a lot of what your gift to the world is through voice and speaking and sound and, not all of it, but some of it. Also, I'm an empath and I tend to feel everybody else. And sometimes I don't even know if it's me, you, or does it even matter? Because I have a headache too. And it's really working on this part. And I'm feeling very emotional, which means I'm getting touched very deeply. And I feel like there is a new glyph that I will draw it and we can share it later, but it feels like it is a condensation or a culmination of something. And I get words, so it's like a culmination, a condensation, and I'm not sure what that means, but this is what I'm hearing. Okay, what they're saying is to focus very deeply on the deepest true aspect of yourself that you can touch right this moment, your true self, that self that is beyond all the tactics to limit us or suppress us or control us. And in this moment, move to that center point of you that knows who you are. And it is from this point that this new light language glyph will form through each of us.
And I had the realization when you talk about light language as you do, because when I go in ceremony, I call it everything ceremony when I open to it, it comes so many different language, and I record it, and it can be hundreds in a short time, and some is like Japanese, and some is like it's so much. And when you talk about it, it's like, ah, I understand what you when you call it like memes and glyphs. It's like, ah, because it is a sensory, so I try to sense it, because it holds information. So when you talk about the light language and how you work with it, I understand the way I do it
Well,
better.
I would like you to sing it through, please.
To bring it to now.
Sing it through.
S song is like yeah, they have invited me to start to sing, but I think it's easier to talk in than singing it, because I still have this mental, it's like I cannot sing, so maybe I will go out of it in but That's
Just
toxic.
open and let it flow through. We're here. You are supported. You are so loved. And
I know.
this is part of what will help form, bring this new point of condensate. This, it's a new meme. It's, the word meme has been a little bit changed, but the original word of meme is a, I think it's a Syrian word that is M-E, me. They're me, they're me's. And what they are is they are an introduction of a new concept into a civilization that hasn't been there before. And it comes from the higher realms in evolving civilizations so that they can expand into something new, they can evolve. And they're just seeds that are planted with new ideas. So then an inventor or an artist or a writer comes up with a brand new way of looking at things or viewing reality or whatever it is, or a new invention that moves our technology forward. So these are what the memes are. The memes are is seeds for new possibilities that haven't been here in this dimension before. And that's what we're about to receive one. So.
Okay, I think it's different way because sometimes when I open to language, it is language that has been on Earth. Because I remember one time it came through a pharaoh that had worked, and it's like I helped him to go past because he was kind of stuck. So I think it's memes as because you say this is total new. But when I have open, some is new, but some is also old that just want to transform, kind of.
Well, some of our languages are connected to the truth, the true origin. Some of them have been changed so much that they don't carry the same. English is a very difficult language to express in, very difficult. We're missing a lot of terms, and we've condensed things down like love to a very minute thing that it is. And so, whatever comes through you is right. It's fine.
Yes, I know. I know.
So, let's just tune back into that central point, the point in ourselves that is connected to the truth of who we are, the totality of who we are. And just allow yourself to shift from the mental into that greater perception and awareness and reception mode. And Colin, at the same time she is moving it through, you do what you know how to do, what you're impressed to do. You're a weaver, Colin.
Yeah, it's well. This spiral. This is spiraling, and it's spiraling through each one of us. So we each one of our colors is moving through, and mixing, very tangibly, into this harmony that we're energizing. We're energizing this harmony with this all these colors. But there is something at the back of that, and that I'm hearing. It's like a choir, an angelic choir, toning. So all different tones, all harmony. There we are. That's it. So this harmony is also a song. And it's almost like a birthing of that in the in the earth. So you know, like you were saying, Aunt Peggy, that we are going to sing our newborns in. We're going to hear their song, and we're going to sing them in. And we've read about that in the Cold Ass book. That's how other beings already do it, apparently. So you know, this is intuition. This is brilliant. So this, what this feels like is that each one of us has part of the song. We have a color. We have a sound. Mine's mostly talking it in like this. That's my gift is that, if you will. And as I talk it, the energies are really, really powering through now. And then the song sits on. It's like it's, you know, like with waveforms, you have a frequency, and then you modulate the frequency to get the transmission, the sound. That's what I'm seeing, is that these frequencies, these light frequencies, are now being modulated with the song. This and that's what I can hear.
And what was coming to me while you're talking, Colin, is this is a birthing into the earth, a new song for new earth. It's a new earth song that's coming through.
Yeah, and I feel it so much in my senses. It's my inner ear, it is my eyes, and it's here. So I feel it in the tree here is kind of a triangle in me, and it's working so deep in my senses. It's like the inner senses are upgrading so much, so it feels very intense. And that's why I also feel my headache, and it's like, wow, this is so intense.
Right. Yeah, quite often when we move into energies that we're not acclimated to, our bodies do go through tiredness. Sometimes it almost makes you pass out.
It feels like
Sometimes
I'm
it's
passing.
aches and pains, and it's moving into an energy that is higher than we're accustomed to. We're kind of used to that because we travel so much into these higher realms. And sometimes when these things happen, it takes us a week or so or more to integrate it into our physical body. You know, it's like it has to work to upgrade to the level that our consciousness touched. So,
It's
yeah.
and I think part of it is if there's anything in your physical that could be released in this moment to make it more, you know, to make it easier, then it's now's the time to invite that to go, to just you know, to open. So I often see, I mean, Selena and I use these different methods where we'll turn inside out, you know, we'll just go, okay, let's let it go, you know.
Oh.
Turn inside out. The other one is unzip. So we'll just unzip our body and step out.
Yeah, well, these are the skills that we've learned to accommodate these, you know, receiving more and more higher frequencies and moving our bodies up out of these densities. All right. Sometimes when these new things are coming in, they hit a lock. And I see that you have a lock, and it's back here, deep in your brain, somewhere in the physical body, there's a lock. And what these are, sometimes they've been put there on purpose by us or another group to limit us. And I just say, whatever these things are, I'm ready to let it go. I don't need it anymore. And it just needs your permission to unlock it. And then just asking the guy, your guides, your team to assist in the best, most graceful, easiest way to remove this device or whatever it is, combination lock. And if there is a key to it, that you receive the key to be able to unlock it now, if you are ready.
Yes, I have already said yes to that.
Okay. And so just that's, I think that that's part of the headache, is it that the new is moving into a restricted area And it's almost like the alarm warning bells going off, like, do not enter this area, you know, warning, warning. And so I'm just seeing, I believe it's your, an aspect of you, a light being that is offering you the key, that this light being, this part of you has held the key until you were ready here in the physical form on earth to unlock it. And all you have to do is just say yes, and whatever way you can do to receive it and allow that to unlock. It feels almost like an orb that has sections like an orange. Because I saw a little image that when you unlock it, it just falls, like all the sections just fall away. And whatever's inside is what you are ready to receive, explore, utilize in your physical, mental, emotional, holistic being now.
I have said yes, both in the ceremony and after, and I said, I'm ready, just bring it out. And yeah, I do it by control. When I say, every time I say I go into ceremony, then it feels like I have opened to it. But this also, this podcast feel like kind of a ceremony, even though I'm not only in my space, but yeah, I have said yes, but it may be that I have a lock or something. I don't know.
No, it's already opening. It's interesting because I've looked at the design behind you all through the podcast, and all of a sudden I'm noticing the golden hearts, the two golden hearts. They weren't showing up in my vid. Oh, three. Look at that. Three on each side. Yes. That is the key, that the three of us are together in this moment. That
Hearts, ah, three hearts,
not.
yeah.
And not only is this device that has locked something up in you, it exists in each of us, something that we've planted or been planted inside of us. And all those who will be watching this afterwards, there's something. And in this moment, there's an energy that has moved in that says, if you are ready to unlock it and receive the gift inside, just say yes. And ask us to assist. Okay, now I'm getting tingles all over in my face. Interesting. All in here and down in here.
Yeah, man, and Selena, I'm in a big detox and it will last. They said that when I had the ceremony the 12th of May, they said that it will work until the beginning of September. So all my bone structure is reorganizing. So I'm in the midst of the process. I hear that someone say they awaken with a needle or they have an awakening like tick and then it's there. For me, it is a process that it's gradual. So I'm in the midst of the process, so I don't know if maybe if it like that, I don't know, but for me it has been gradual. And I asked for it gradual because when I had this opening so big in especially in 2017, I said I cannot handle it. But now it's different time now in 2025, but I'm open for it now.
Okay.
Well, I think the energies that we're experiencing here in this moment will definitely facilitate. And I always like to, say with ease, with it, it's that, I hear a lot of people talk about how hard it is. Like when you get these new energies, they're going to shift some stuff in you, and it's going to be hard. Well, okay, it's going to shift some stuff, but what if it's easy? What if that's there's a process because we're alchemists, we're alchemists. What if there's a process that we can initiate just to make it a bit easier, to make the transition for the world easier? Let there be chaos, but let it be eased out, let it just ease through. And I think this idea that we started with the spirit of harmony is helping that. It's helping the get to that point quicker, if you know what I mean. The idea that we have this long journey of, oh my God, it's all going to collapse. Maybe not. Maybe because we do this work, things will unfold a bit like that image that you know of the segments of the orange. Maybe it'll just unfold. Maybe that's why we're here to do this work. I'll leave that thought with you.
Well, as you're speaking, I drew a picture of the triangle, the ship, and in the midst of all this energy, and I've just been taking little notes as we go. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the triangle, I felt the orb of Earth move in, our beloved Mother Earth. And the light language, the new meme began to come through. And so I just put my pen down and let it draw itself. And it's partially through, but there's more. And so if there's anything else any of you want to say or do, please do, because there's a little more to come in, but it's not quite coming in. And once it comes, I believe that it is. That we will take it and plant it right in the heart of Mother Earth. And this is part of the gift, the creation.
I was just drawn to go back straight to the origin again. That's where I was drawn. You know, this very, you know, the God of gods sort of thing, you know, that's, you know, that's what I was asked to bring in. That beam or ray, call it what you like, but it's coming through now. Directly from there into this mix. So that was my instinct to do.
And right before you said that, I felt that open and I felt the direct beam in, and that's when the glyph started coming through from source creator of all source creators. So I just ask, is there anything else that we need to do or, guide us so that we know what we need to do to finish bringing this through? Okay, what I heard is release all fear of bringing this into our world.
That's why I feel so I'm freezing. It's ice, it's so cold.
On the other end, I've got a fan on here and I'm baking. Mind you, so probably all this fire that's going on behind me.
The energy is, there's so much energy, and sometimes it's very hot and sometimes it's very cold. Now it's very cold for me. But it can be 2 seconds and then it's hot. But mostly no, it's like I'm freezing. So I think it's I don't know. It's busting all my body's kind of have a big reaction. So my body is in a big reaction.
Yeah, often happens. Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling, interestingly enough, I haven't felt them for a long time, but I'm feeling an opening to our Arcturian A team and to this aspect of myself called Belise, and Colin, yours is
Kayaka. Kaya.
Hayaka. Hayaka. And I'm feeling them right now, and they're actually beaming something onto the earth, like the kind of thing that they would do to prepare a crop circle. That's just what I'm seeing. Okay, what they're saying is imagine connecting your heart to Mother Earth's heart right this moment and your body to her body so that we feel one with her. All right, I think that the final piece of that glyph just came through, and what it felt like. I wish I could show it to you. I don't know if it will show on this. Can you see it? Let's see.
You'd have to turn your background off if you. Oh, yeah, we can. Oh, just. Oh, you disappeared.
Okay, let's see.
You have to have your face above it.
Oh, okay. All right,
It looks like a snake.
Yeah, it's almost like a body that's curled up and receiving something, and then a something goes right through it, like moves down through it, almost like a lightning strike.
Yeah, that's the same vision I have when I see this pharaoh with the snake. So what you are showing me when I go into this life and I have a lot of this is like the pharaoh with the snake, as I told you, Colin, some weeks ago. So that remind me about the pharaoh life, because the pharaoh was kind of the one that had connection through dimension to the divine realm and to connecting to higher sphere.
Just and we've shared that energy before, haven't we? You know, because it we've seen both of us seen these heads, you know, our pharaoh heads. And and Selena, we've done stuff in the pyramids. These things are all connecting our, you know, they're all connecting. And that is fascinating. So does that feel complete now, Selena? Is that what we came to do today?
What I'm hearing is that, well, it's through now, and so now we take it and we plant it into the heart of Mother Earth. We offer it to her and see if she'll receive it. Colin, you're really good at guiding that.
Well, I'm seeing us actually. I keep seeing three of us around something that looks like it might be a pedestal or something. It representing the Gaia's heart, basically. Now again, it could be egg shaped, because I'm doing this again, which is, you know, is really, you know, it's my signature, I think. But I think we're invited to touch it with conscious intent of bringing it in, and it will, and that's her receptor, if you like. That's how she will receive it. It'll be coming through us. I'm sensing it's beaming through our hearts, actually, but I think we stand there and just physically touch it together. I think that's how we're kind of performing a ceremony there now, as it's flowing through us, and our light being selves are absolutely alive, as you can see behind me here. That's what we are looking like. We're looking like that as we do this. So, and so it is.
I can feel that light language glyph is a being, and it's so happy. It's like I'm being fulfilled. Like, this is my purpose. I'm being fulfilled, and what comes to me, you know, when we do vibra keys, when we create a new vibra key, a series of names will come, which are aspects of what is involved or, you know, included in that design. And the basic thing that keeps coming to me is this is a birthing song, a new song for, this is a new earth song.
Yeah, and when you thought, no, I understand what's asked for me, and I will have a ceremony on this in the 10th of October. So it has helped me. So this line up with what we are doing, and the name is given me. I will give it afterwards to you, but because I will hold it because I want to move in, because this is a part of me. The new what I have said yes to. So I'm trying to adjust to all this new, because it is kind of almost radical from what I have been.
Right.
So that's why I
Yeah.
have to do a ceremony. So I will gather people, a lot of people in Lyngen, and we for a whole weekend, for 3 or 4 days, we will have a ceremony, and all of us, I know that what will come true. So I just invite them in, and I will do the ceremony, and this name, this new name, that symbol, the new will also, and I will make another ring with the infinity sign in it, and no date, because it is eternity.
And I am getting that this is a celebration. What we're doing today has a feeling that there's a celebration that we've received it, that we've followed, the invitation, and we've received this and we've planted it. And ooh, well, it'll be interesting to see what forms out of this in all of us.
Wow, this is actually a part of what I have gotten into, what I will make into form in October. So this is was wow, thank you.
It's always surprising and a little nervous when they say live stream and we have no idea for sure what's happening.
Totally out. I'm totally outside of my, my normal sphere of prepared presentations and stuff. It's taken me a while to even consider not having a format. And
And I could,
we were only
yeah.
just preparing this about 10 minutes before we went on.
And it's like we are bringing in another aspect of the new human. For me, it feels like we are bringing in another aspect of the new human, because that is what I will have a ceremony, because this is a new aspect of the new human.
Exciting.
Oh my goodness. Very exciting. Well, this is what we do.
Wow.
And I'm very excited that this is lining up also with, what you already know. That's always a very affirming thing that we're on the right path here. So I just like
Wonderful.
to ask if there's anything else from our hosts here today. If there's anything else. Yes. Very emotional. Okay. I haven't done this in public much, but sometimes the songs come through me and I feel like Mother Earth, she wants to sing something to us.
Beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All.
You, Mother Earth. Thank you, future, past, future, and now selves. Thank you, angels. Thank you, Arcturians 18. Thank you, angels, that beautiful choir song. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Source Creator and Source Creator of all Source Creators, for trusting us to bring this through as an experience into this earth realm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Aunt Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. from the divine in us to the divine in you.